And thank you for those comments. Supervisor Koenig, do you have any questions or comments on this item?
Thank you, Chair. I'll start with some questions. So the first is about environmental impacts, and we received a letter from the Sierra Club asking about, will this total amount of trees that need to be removed both for the ultimate trail and the interim trail configuration. Are there any opportunities to reduce the width of the trail and therefore, and in certain spots, save a large number of trees? I mean, for example, you know, you talk about the interim trail through Escalona Gulch and how, because it's wider at 16 feet, you have to remove a bunch of trees on the north side of the gulch. I mean, what if it's only 12 feet, the same width as the ultimate trail or, yeah, in that location? How many trees do you save? Do we have any understanding of, you know, where small width reductions in the trail could lead to big savings in trees?
Good. Yeah, thank you for that question, Supervisor Koenig. I can quickly give a high level response to that, and then we can look up some details in a few minutes. But essentially, that this question, this was a master response in the draft EIR because this was raised by several commenters. And overall, when we looked at reducing the width of the optional interim trail from 16 feet to 12 feet, I think it reduced numbers of tree removals by 16% in the corridors. I think that reduced tree removals by about 47 trees. So instead of 288 trees being removed as part of part one, it would be 241 trees. And it critically wouldn't reduce impacts to less than significant and unavoidable. So it would still be considered a significant unavoidable impact. But to get to the first part of the question, which is, you know, do we have opportunities to modify the design to reduce tree removals? To some small extent, right? So the EIR, the purpose of an EIR is to be conservative and disclose maximum possible impact. So we were conservative in our estimates. There is the potential that as the project moves into final design, you know, we can modify, you know, we'll look more critically at retaining wall designs and extensive grading and realize that we can save a couple additional trees. But I don't expect there to be large scale reductions in tree removals as the project moves forward.
Okay. Thanks. That's helpful. The second question is about safety and really about trail width. I mean, we were just having before this item, we were discussing e-bike regulations. And I mean, we've seen concerns about e-bikes on, you know, particularly West Cliff and East Cliff around a gulch. I mean, those facilities are respectively 14 feet, 17 feet, I guess Arana Gulch is only about 8 feet, but then it's got a 2 foot shoulder on both sides, which is very different from a metal fence. What percentage, can you give some sense of, you know, how much of the ultimate trail is 10 feet? How much is 8 feet? How much is 12 feet?
Not an exact percentage, but I can tell you that it's the vast majority of the length of segments 10 and 11. The only places where we narrow to less than 12 feet are where we approach intersections, where we go down to 10 feet. And actually that's purposeful. The idea there is that the reduction in trail width forces people to slow down as they approach intersections and not continue through an intersection at high speed without stopping and looking for traffic. So I think we're at close, I would say between 80 to 90% of the length of 10, 11 are 12 feet wide.
Okay, thanks. And then about cost. I mean, in a lot of recent projects, I mean, I assume we're still working with engineers' estimates here, right? I mean, obviously, we haven't put this project out to bid. So are the estimates taking into account some of the current bids we're seeing? Or, I mean, should we, depending on the bidding environment, you know, I mean, we could ultimately see costs increase further when we actually put the project out to bid, right? I mean, you mentioned segment 5 on the North Coast going out to bid very soon. So that'll give us a sense of the climate right now. But yeah, I mean, can you speak to that a little bit? How much are we taking into account some of these higher bid prices that we're seeing?
Yeah, great question. Thank you. So the reason the estimates increased so much between when we submitted for the ATP grant and now is that we used recent Highway 1 bid prices to guide our estimates. And as many of you know, those projects were over budget, significantly beyond the engineer's estimate. And so we're taking those numbers and we're adding further escalation to those numbers to project ahead into 2026 when we expect to go out to construction. And those escalation numbers use the current amount of inflation that we're currently experiencing. So unless inflation, you know, goes to the roof again, then we think these numbers are conservative and project what was likely to happen moving forward.
Okay. And the final question is about timing. You mentioned that we need to, by summer of 2026, use all of the funds, specifically for right-of-way acquisition, and was it for design?
Yes, final design, yes.
Right. And what percentage of the 67 or so million dollars is that? And then what is the deadline for using the remaining funds?
I think PSNE final design is about $3 million and right-of-way is close to $2 million, so that'd be $5 million total. Less than 10% of the overall funding. But just again, as a note, any lack of meeting deadlines in the overall program, doesn't just jeopardize the funding for that phase. It jeopardizes the CTC's confidence in our ability to deliver the project. So I wouldn't recommend that. And then the construction funding, we have 4 years to complete that piece, which will be more than enough time. We anticipate it takes between 3 to 4 years to complete construction. So we have until 4 years after the funds are the contract is awarded to the contractor to complete construction.
I see. So that's kind of that 2026 to 2030.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And then as far as right of way acquisition, there's some portions of the trail, or I should say the rail line right of way, where the RTC doesn't own it in fee, right? We own easements. Does this right-of-way acquisition account for potentially needing to resolve issues with neighboring residents there where, again, we only own an easement and don't have the actual right to build a trail across their land?
So yes, the 2 years we're allocating for the right-of-way phase does take into account the fact that we may need some additional, or the RTC may need some additional right-of-way rights on some of those properties. We also are expecting to need a small sliver of property along 41st Avenue and then over along Poplar Drive where the right-of-way is constrained in those locations.
So how do we come up with the current right-of-way acquisition costs?
Yeah, it's an estimate based on best estimates of what we can come up with. So we anticipated, I would say the $1.8 million in funding that we have should be sufficient to cover the right-of-way acquisitions for the project, but it's not sufficient to cover the cost of environmental mitigation.
Right, the planting.
Planting of trees, creation new wetland habitat, riparian habitat, and all that. Right. Yes.
Right. Got it. Okay, well, just a couple brief comments here. This is really an alarming amount of environmental damage. Removing 803 trees, including 584 recognized as significant trees. Really in direct contradiction to our general plan, to our climate action adaptation plan, even to some codes within the city of Capitola. It's quite significant. And of course, including the damage to habitat for all kinds of, both animals and, as I think what we've heard and we'll continue to hear, people as well. And then, in addition to the environmental impacts, of course, we just have this funding issue. $38 million remaining in capacity. I think we have to account for some kind of maintenance. So our own public works department here has argued that the RTC use its active transportation funding to allocate some maintenance dollars because we simply don't have those funds here at the county, right? So I think it's wise that we do that. So $38 million remaining then in capacity. We're requesting $28 million of that. And of course, the other shoe that hasn't dropped is segments 8 and 9, which we expect could be at least $10 million over their current estimate. So they could come in and grab the remaining funds. That's no money left for remaining segments in South County. Zero, not even for planning. We talk a lot about equity. And I think that people like to cite 2022 Measure D, but 2016 Measure D, the actual funding that's moving this project forward. Everyone in this county expected they were getting a trail. All of Aptos, La Selva, and Watsonville. I think that you'd have a lot of people who would be pretty shocked to find out that they're paying the tax the same as everyone else and are now not going to have a facility near their house. There's some options to mitigate that, to get more grant funding. I was also just up in Sacramento. I can tell you, at least in Sacramento, the mood's pretty dire. I think what we've seen here in as far as winning the largest active transportation grant in state history, those days are gone, at least for the immediate future. It's a very different budget environment in the state capital. I don't think that times are all that different in the federal capital, Washington, D.C. either. So, I mean, look forward to hearing if we can have the same success winning federal grant dollars on this segment as we have on segment five. Of course, there's specifically access to federal national park or national monument up there on the North Coast that, that allowed us to win some of those dollars. I think this, you know, these cost overruns are very concerning. And I would have misgivings of going to Caltrans right now and signing the initial agreement saying we got all the money, and we clearly don't. I mean, the RTC could allocate this additional funding. I'd be curious to know what RTC staff and other commissioners ultimately think about allocating the remainder of these funds, because at this point we're talking about basically draining the account. So, thanks.
Thank you, Supervisor.